Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things. I've been messing with my head for true caressing. Release pain, distressing. And instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous.
But that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Let's see here. I see Hubert.
Yes. Good evening.
Mom.
Good evening.
Angela?
How you see us? Hey.
I can't see you guys. I'm praying that you say something when I call your name. Auntie Dot?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Let's
good evening.
See here. Auntie Janet?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Betty?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, let's see. Auntie Carrie's supposed to do the Deuteronomy. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Do I have the wrong?
That's right. Correct. You correct.
Okay, here she is. Hold on.
Okay.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Good evening. How are y'all?
We doing just fine.
Okay.
You can go ahead and put it in front of me.
All right, baby. Deuteronomy chapter 10. At that time, the Lord said unto me, hew the two tablet stones like unto the first one, and come up to me in the mount, and make thee an art of wood. And I will write the tablet, I will write on the tablet the word that was in the first tablet with thy breakers, and thou shalt put them in the art. And I made an art in shipwood, and hewed two tablets of stone like unto the first, and went up unto the mountain, having the two tablets in my hand. And he wrote on the tablet according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments which the Lord spoke unto you and unto the mountain out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly, and the Lord giveth them up unto me. I turned myself and came down from the mount and put the tablet in the ark which I had made. And there they be, as the Lord commanded. And the children of Israel took their journey from Bethor, and the children of Jochan and Machariah. There Aaron died, and he was buried. And Eleazar, his son, ministered in the priest's office in his stead. From thence they journeyed unto Golar, and from Golar to Jabal, and the land of rivers of water. At that time the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord and to minister unto them, and bless his name until this day. Wherefore the Levites took no part of the inheritance with their brethren. The Lord is his inheritance according to the Lord that God promised him. And I stayed in the mount according to the first time, 40 days and 40 nights. And the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also. And the Lord would not destroy thee. And the Lord said unto me, arise, take thy journey before the people, that they may go into the land which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God and walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to fear the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandment of the Lord and his statutes, which I commanded thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven is the Lord thy God, the earth also, and all that therein. Only the Lord has a delight in thy father to love them. He is chose their seed after them, and you above all people, as it is this day. Circumcise thyself the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For the Lord your God is God of God, and the Lord of Lords, a great God, mighty and terrible, which readeth no person, nor taketh no reward. He doth execute judgment of the fatherless and the widow, and loveth thy stranger, and giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore strangers, for you are strangers in the land of the Egypt. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave and swear by his name. He is thy praise, and he is thy God, which has done for thee these great and terrible things which thy eyes have seen. Thy father went down into Egypt with 70 persons, and now the Lord thy God has made thee all the stars of the heaven for the multitude. Amen. The entire chapter of Genesis.
Amen.
Amen. That was great reading, Terry. I think I probably need to read that. Awesome. That was awesome. Thank you for that reading. Okay, I'm going to do a roll call, and then we'll go ahead and get started. Let's see. Let me go down this list. Hold on. Okay, I have Mom, Hubert, Angela, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, and Auntie Marie. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Do we have anyone to do the to bless the line tonight?
No.
Oh my goodness, Mom! Can you do one? Can you bless the line?
Angela, do one.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Angela, do one.
As we gather here in the harbor of your safety, Lord, we thank you for the fellowship and family. We ask that you would strengthen us, restore us, and inspire us with your love. Lord, would you give us your peace so that as we journey, you would pour out grace to others. We ask that you would catch the wind of your spirit so that we would take your promises to all of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that blessing, Angela. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with the program. First, I will go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share today's prayer from 31 Days of Prayer. Day 8, we pray for love and against hindrances. Lord of love, you are the source of perfect, unfailing love. Love that is sacrificial, impartial, and permanent. Work in me a growing love and affection for all people, and especially for all believers. A love like yours that is merciful, compassionate, ready to forgive, patient, considerate, deeply concerned about others' well-being. Show me if there's anything in my heart that would keep me from praying with your love. Do you see grievance there, anger, an unforgiving spirit, resentment toward anyone in my past or in my future, envy or jealousy, critical attitude, selfishness or pride, anything else that hinders love? Show me and give me grace to repent and ask you to forgive me. Help me take the initiative and restore any broken or damaged relationship with others in my family or at my church. May the Spirit flood my heart with your love, washing away any unloving attitude that may your pure warm love motivate me as I pray and flow through me toward every person my life touches day by day. And Lord, do these things for all those whom I love and partner with. I ask this in Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that 31 days of prayer, Auntie Janet. That
Thanks
was beautiful.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Next, I'll go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming at Romans 1 through 24. And the subject is the master quilt. Have you ever heard the imitation work of a quilt, remnant of fabric in different colors, size, and shape are all sewed together to form a thing of comfort and beauty? In and of themselves, these same women are merely leftover fabric, good for nothing but to be thrown away. The skilled quilter, however, can transform something insignificant and useless in a work of art. God desires to be beneficial of his salvation like remnants of fabric on a quilt. He wants to grab us in among those who are partakers of his goodness and mercy, standing alone outside of the ark of salvation. Our lives are like a swath of rags.
Yeah.
And our last fabric, but in salvation, we are transformed and made beautiful and whole. Our insufficiency becomes sufficient. Our weakness becomes strength. Our sorrow becomes joy. God demands the quilt can use us no matter the condition of our remnant or its color, size, and shape. Each of us can become a part of his beautiful quilt. Thank you, O Lord, for your unconditional love and saving grace that takes the torn remnant of our life and make us whole. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Romans. That was beautiful. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, Auntie Marie, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming from St. Matthew, starting at the fifth chapter, starting at the first. Now when Jesus saw the crowd, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading St. Matthew chapter 4. When Jesus led up on the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was outward and hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but they every word that proceed out of the mouth of God." When the devil taken him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hand they shall bear them up. At any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot out of Matthews. Next I go to Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read Revelation chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent a significant it by an angel unto his servant John, who bear witness of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ in all things he saw. Blessed is he that readeth and hear the word of this prophecy and keep these things which are written therein, for in time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and for the seven spirits which are before the throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the king of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin with his own blood. And he had made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. Who him be glory, dominion forever and forever. Amen. Behold, he that cometh with a cloud, and every eye shall see him, and they also shall pierce him. All the kindreds of the earth shall come and wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Omega, and I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who was also am your brother, and a companion of the tribulation in the kingdom and peace of Jesus Christ, which is in the island of called Patmos, for the word of God and his testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit on the Lord day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write it in the book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, Ephesus and Smyrna, and unto Pergamum, and unto Tyre, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, even to Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and began to turn, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one also was the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his foot, and girdled about with pap with a golden girdle. His hair and his hair was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were flame of fire. And his feet were like unto brass, as it burned in the furnace. And his voice a sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars. And out of his mouth was sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which thou write, which are, and which things shall be. The measure of the seven stars with the, that thou saw in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angel of seven churches. and the candlestick, which therefore are the seven churches. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading out of Revelation, T. Carey. Amen. Next, I go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be reading Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be at want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of the Psalms. I will go next, and my reading is out of the Daily Bread. And it's called Seeking Immortality. I think that's the one I'm reading. Hold on. Nope, sorry. It's an age-old question. If you and I, baffled by the suffering of good people, we can put the question squarely before God, argue with him if we must, and struggle with our doubts. But let's not blame him. God didn't explain to Job what he was doing, but said that he could be trusted to do what is right. And he has assured us in his word that Jesus suffered on our behalf. And he rose from the dead. And now he is preparing a suffering-free place for us. These may not be the answer we want, but they are the answer we need to help us live with the age-old and often unanswerable question of suffering. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay, next I go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
She passed.
Okay. Auntie Betty, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of 1 John chapter 5. It says, whosoever believe that Jesus the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begotten love, him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandment. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment, and his commandment is not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that come by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is true. For there is three that bears record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bears witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not, God has made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave his son. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. We had another caller to call in. I believe that's Brother Daniel. Good evening. Okay, he's there, but might have us on mute. So we're going to go on into the sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Wally, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Mother May, Sister Angela and family, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Ruth Edwards, Jessica Kendrick, Charles and family, Andrew and family, the Lakeland family, the Allen family, the Vernon family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Ross family, the Williams family, the Cody family, LaTanya and family, the Franklin family, the Peters family, the Browns family, Lenny and family, the Moore family, the Moody family, Drell and family, the Johnson family, SMA and family, Reverend Slappy and family, Simmons family, the McClure family, Mary Ann and family, Tony Malachi, DeMarcus, Brian, Eric, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that saturate throughout their body and give them the strength forward with Jesus
Hello.
Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Heavenly yeah. Father, we ask that every illness that lurks within our sick and shut-ins become powerless in Jesus Christ's holy
Who?
Name. And to God be the glory. Let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, birthday celebration, week of September 8th through the 14th. Did I get the dates right?
Yeah.
Okay, so birthdays for the September 8th through the 14th. Anyone?
I show a Ricky on September the 9th.
Ricky, okay. Okay, all right. Well, we know God has more born within that week. Let's see here. Auntie Marie, would you mind singing the birthday song for us tonight? How about Auntie Janet?
Sure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. God's blessings on you. God's blessings on you. God's blessings on you. Happy, happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. Many, many more. Thank you, Auntie Janet, for that beautiful song. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, we're at the part where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And I will go to Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read John chapter 1. The elder unto the elected lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I own, but also they that have known the truth. For the truth say, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, that Son of the Father is truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I find thy children walking in truth as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment, not unto thee, but they which we have from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandment. This is the commandment, that as we have heard from the beginning, to walk in it. For many deceived are in them into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is still come in the flesh. This a deceived and an antichrist. Look to yourself that we lose not your things which we have brought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abide not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abide in the doctrine of Christ, he had both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not his doctrine, receive him into your house, neither abide him God's feet. For he that abide him God's feet and partake of his evil deeds, having many things to write unto you, I will not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of the elected sister greet thee. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come
amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you for that reading out of John, Auntie Dot. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be reading Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the stream of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prosper. Not so the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading here without a Psalms 1. Next, I go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the workers. It said, listen to the still small voice, soft as moonbeams falling. Hear the Holy Spirit speak, gentle, gentle calling. Master, speak and make me ready. When thy voice is truly heard, with obedience glad and steady, still to follow every word. I'm listening, Lord, for thee. What hast thou to say to me? Listen to the voice of the Savior. come from heaven above, filled with a message of kindling, filled with a message of love. Softly I speak to the weary, kindlingly speak to the sad, turning their night into morning, make their loving heart glad. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of the Worker. Next I go to Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Daily Bread, and the subject is a gift. And but if you can find this in John, John 1st, 11th and 12th. And it said, Jesus came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. And this gift is that happiness isn't that sometimes we all want. We spend a great deal of time searching for it in things like love and sufficient, a comfortable home and good food, a good job, and a faithful friend. We want to be healthy, safe, worry-free, and financially secure. Many of these things that we desire and value may have been what Jesus had in mind when he said to his disciples, seek the kingdom of God, and these things will be given to you as well. Jesus understand our need and desire, but he died on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins, so that we might have something far beyond any of these, the truth, joy, and happiness of life in him. When Jesus walked the earth, he gave us some word of timeless wisdom that put things in perspective and showed us how to find what we are looking for. According to Jesus, the most well-off people in the world are not the materially rich and famous, but the one who seek their desperate need of God. The most blessed of all are those who mourn their wrongs, to the point of surrendering to God, asking for his forgiveness, mercy, and salvation. Jesus, the Son of God, sacrificed his life and died on the cross to pay for the greatest gift of all. If the Bible is telling us the truth about ourselves, we don't need just happiness or a worry-free life. We need mercy. We need forgiveness. We need to open our heart to the understanding rescue God given to anyone who receives the amazing gift of a relationship with his son, Jesus. Jesus did for us what we could never do for ourselves. When we gratefully acknowledge that gift of mercy and forgiveness, we enter into his best of all relationships
have
children of God. Amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
Amen. 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 Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Mm-hmm. Let's see, out of the Daily Bread. Amen. Okay, next I go to Auntie. We lost Auntie Marie. Let's see, Auntie Janet.
I would like to share today's praise from the book of praise. I thank you, O Lord. I give thanks to you, O Lord, and I stand in awe of you. For I am wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. Thank you that you uniquely designed and created me with the same care and precision you used in creating the universe, that you formed me in love exactly to your own specification, that you embroidered me with great skill in my mother's womb. I'm grateful that my looks, my abilities, and my personalities are like a special picture frame in which you portrays your grace and your beauty, your love, your strength, your faithfulness to the praise of your glory. I rejoice that you have gifted me by the special purpose you have in mind for my life. I thank you for your loving wisdom. It is wonderful to know that you are not the least bit dissatisfied with my inborn talent or whatever I have, because everything I have was made by your loving hand. I worship and bow down. I kneel before you, my master, because Psalm 139 says, "For thou didst form my inner parts; thou didst weave me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." In Jesus' name, I praise you, Almighty God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of the Book of Praise. Next, I'll go to, I'll go next. Let me see. My reading is out of the Daily Bread again, and the title is This Is Better. The reading you can get out of Proverbs. The Book of Proverbs is filled with comparison that point us towards the right pathway in life, because the book purpose is to give the reader knowledge and wisdom based on the fear of the Lord. It's not surprising to find statements saying this is better than that. But in Proverbs 16, we read that it is better to get wisdom than gold or silver, better to be humble among the poor than to be proud among the wealthy, better to control our temper than to rule a city. Some people have the ability to be both wise and wealthy, but when faced with a choice between the two, Proverbs tells us wisdom is better. As we read the book of Proverbs, let's look for those signs that says this is better. When God's words shape our thinking and guide our choices, we discover that his way is always better. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Okay, next I go to Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to try to sing a song. It's called Fill Me Up by Tasha Cobb. You provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit, I will open up the sky. You provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit, I will open up the fire. Fill me up.
Control your thoughts, you will never learn to control your behavior. Your mind is a garden. Your thoughts are the seed. You can either grow flower or you can grow weed. The hardest prison to escape is your mind. If you believe and doubt in your mind, you won't achieve the dreams in your heart. God's health does not come from nutrition, food, vitamin, minerals alone. It comes from peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of soul. Good health magnifies laughter, love, joy, and faith in God. Your mind is the key to having a perfect day. You go to bed with a dream and wake up with a purpose. Commit yourself now to use your voice for kindness, your ears for compassion, your hands for charity, your mind for truth, your heart for love. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading and sharing from the pastor. Amen. Okay, Brother Daniel again, anything you would like to share with the group tonight?
No, I'm just listening right now. I'm trying to watch some football.
Yeah, they just get started.
But
football just get started. Just have a little bit more patience.
I love everyone and glad to hear everybody's voice, and hopefully everybody's okay.
Amen.
Amen.
We're so glad we can call
you,
Daniel. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Okay. I think that's complete our praise and songs and poems and testimony. Now we have, before we go into the closing prayer, do we have any volunteers for any parts next week? We have Deuteronomy.
I will.
Any takers? I'm sorry.
I will.
Mom. Mother? Mother May.
Yes.
Okay. Opening prayer. Anyone want to bless the line?
I'll do it.
Is that Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Okay, blessing the line. Okay. Okay, anyone wants to do the sick and shut-in? You don't have to have the names to do a sick and shut-in. Just want to put that out there. Let's see, closing prayer. Any takers for the closing prayer? Okay, for next week we have Mother May doing the Deuteronomy and Auntie Carrie blessing the prayer line, and between Angela and myself, we'll cover the other parts. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now if everyone would bow their head, I do hope we have a closer prayer.
No, we don't.
We have someone that's going to give us a closing prayer. So everyone bow their head, please.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and evermore. Evermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, God.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for that closing prayer, Angela. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nelson family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. And I don't know about y'all, but I was really moved by the program tonight. Let's see here. Mom came out of Romans. Sharing the unconditional love. Then she came back with the gift. He is a faithful friend. Amen.
Amen.
And he was sharing with us out of Psalms the Lord's Prayer. Nope, I'm sorry. The Lord is my shepherd. And then he followed up with Psalms 1, meditate on his laws day and night. Oh, boy. Angela came with us with that beautiful song, Fill Me Up, Lord. Hey.
Amen.
Auntie Dot shared with us out of St. Matthew's, Shall Not Live by Bread Alone. Amen. And she followed up with Walk in Love out of John. Auntie Betty shared with us out of John also, Believe on the Son of God. And then she followed up with the workers, the still small voice. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Auntie Janet shared with us out of the 31 days of prayer. I can't even read my writing. It's all about love. Praise God. Praise God. Let's walk in love.
Amen.
And she came back and shared with us out of the book of praises. We are wonderfully made. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Auntie Marie shared with us the Beatitudes. Blessing are the poor at heart. For they shall see God. Amen. Auntie Karen shared with us out of Revelation Jesus Christ is faithful. And she followed up with the writing from her pastor, which I thought was awesome. Your worst enemy is your mind. You can grow flowers on trees. Amen. And it was so good to hear that Brother Daniel voice tonight. And Andrew, that song by Tasha Cobb, Fill Me Up, Lord, that was awesome.
Amen.
So I was really moved by the program tonight. And I pray that you all can fall back on that for strength throughout your busy week. And, Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless our America, Israel, other nation, our school, and this prayer line. We promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Amen. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen. Can I get an amen? God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night. And
love
you.
Love
her.
Love
you
too. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you
all. Good night.
Good night. Praise God. Praise God. We need to walk in love. From the Nellens family, have a blessed week. Amen. Good night.